This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Folks, the resurrection is not just a nice teaching of the church. It is crucial to everything we believe. Everything falls, stands on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Robert Wise wrote a book where he says some things about churches, and I want you to listen to this whole thing because this will make some people angry, perhaps, what he says, but stay with the whole illustration. He talks about the nothingness of the traditional church in America today. The nothingness of the traditional church. What he means by that, in traditional church, traditional worship, he said, everything's by the bulletin. There's nothing that will happen outside of the bulletin. There's no room for God to work. It's in the bulletin. Everything that happens in worship, and he calls that the nothingness of the traditional church. But then he goes on to talk about the emptiness of the contemporary church. Underneath the flash, as he calls it, the flash and flare with the bright lights and the TV screens and the loud music, there's an emptiness in many churches, and he calls it the emptiness of the contemporary church. And he said what the traditional church needs and what the contemporary church needs is to resurrect the resurrection. What a phrase. What does he mean by that? He means that all the power for the church, the body of Christ, is contained in the resurrection of Christ. I agree with that. That we need to resurrect the resurrection, meaning what? We proclaim the resurrected Christ. We talk about our own resurrection. We talk about life that comes from knowing Jesus Christ who conquered death, and death was swallowed up in victory. Whose victory? Mine? No, Christ. So that the sting of death was taken away when Jesus Christ conquered death at his resurrection. I want to give you a word from the Lord today, not from me, but from Scripture, that you either are living a victorious life where you already have victory. And the victory is not in you, it's not in your career, it's not in your bank account. The victory is in what Jesus Christ accomplished 2,000 years ago when he conquered death. Listen carefully. You either leave with the victory or you leave with something a lot less than victory. And it's not too hopeful. I don't know how many of you saw it this week, a woman who wrote about the fact that she was an atheist. Her name is Nikki Lally, I think was her name. She wrote a book called Nothing, Something to Believe In. What a title. Nothing, Something to Believe In. She describes the fact that she's an atheist. And she said, when I describe my family, I describe our family this way. We are nothing. I don't think she realized the power of those words when she described her family in this way. Can you imagine saying that about your family? We are nothing. But that's how she described her family, of course, in a religious, spiritual sense, but what a prophetic word. I really believe that you either have the victory of Christ or you have nothing. You either have the victory of the resurrected Christ in your life or you and I have nothing. I don't know where you are on the life's map, Gail Sheehy, the 20s, the turbulent 30s, flourishing 40s, whatever that means, the flaming 50s, the serene 60s, the sage 70s, the uninhibited 80s, the noble 90s. I don't think we have anybody older than that, so I'll stop there. It doesn't matter where you are on that scale. It doesn't matter where you are on that map or that chart. What matters is that whether you live or die, you have victory. The victory that swallows up death, and death is no longer the enemy that it used to be, because death means going into the presence. Going into the presence of the person, get this, who loves you more than you love yourself. Well, I hope you'll continue listening to this message this week on Cross Hope. It's from 1 Corinthians 15, the quintessential passage on the resurrection. Tune in tomorrow to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.